K2S Crew, the artist Gajin Fujita.
K2S was born in 2002, kind of like a tribute to my crew that I belong to. This was, I think, from a kabuki play and was a portrait of a group of actors. Just thought the person in the middle was so elaborate and gave me a chance with his clothing where I could twist the emblems and designs that the traditional people had used into something more contemporary and something more American, like a football team. So I ended up using the Raiders insignia. I changed it a little bit. It doesn't read Raiders. It says Ronin. Like the eye patch is on the left side, I think. And so I tried to recreate a samurai warrior instead of a pirate. They're, in a sense, a simple translation of some of the crew members that are in K2S. The last things that I painted on the characters were like the tattoos. With the character on the left, you can kind of see a bit of the tattoo coming off of his neck. And he's got like this tattoo of Bonji characters, which are Buddhist sacred scripture. And then the right character has a tattoo around his body. There are like peony flowers painted, maple leaves, another Bonji character. There are things that I would love for the audience to kind of pick off because they're so tiny, and there are things like little tiny kangaroo insignia that is on the hat of the middle character. I kind of twisted and took the kangle symbol or insignia of the hat maker from England and placed it on the hat of this character, and I thought that was kind of relevant to hip-hop, because a lot of people like wearing kangos. The b-boys love wearing the kangle. That's a little detail that I would like for people to trip out on. I would like for people to look at the character in the middle. Around his lapel is something that I would love for people to kind of take in, because it's so detailed. That single lapel, I think, took me a great deal of time to paint. This K2S crew piece took about 3 months, from the gilding to like the last touch of acrylic brushing and outlining the crew text. So that probably was about 3 months.
To find out about Gajin Fujita's creative process, press the green button. For the artist's discussion of the influences on his work, press the red button. To hear Gajin Fujita talk about his early impressions of Japan's Golden Pavilion, press the yellow button.